Participants in McGill's Desitel Faculty of Management Hot Cities Tour blog about their trip. One page includes some tidbits of trivia for the Moscow travelers. Along with being the most expensive city in continental Europe, there are 79 billionaires living there, ranking first globally. The city is home to a third of all billionaires in Europe. McGill University Desitel Faculty of Management Professor Carl Moore says Russia shares many commonalities with Canada in both size and natural resources.
They're both fairly strong economies. Russia is growing at a fast rate in Canada, but Canada is doing fairly well. We have a lot of mining companies, mineral oil exploration. So some of the technologies which we've developed in Canada because of the extreme temperatures, well, cold, and the other difficulties we face up here are ones that would be also very much useful in the Siberian, the northern parts of Russia. It's also interesting, the cultures. There's a very long and rich cultural history in Russia. And because of the, you know, the size of the country and the Arctic weather and the darkness of it, I think it resonated with our Canadian souls to some degree.
Unemployment in Russia is 6%, and Moore says there is growth potential for American industry.
The wonderful technology around fracking that you developed in the U.S., the oil industry obviously out of Houston and Texas, there's enormous American know-how because of the size of the country, 10 times Canada. There would be more American know-how than even Canadian know-how that the Russians would really appreciate and want to take advantage of. So I think there's a really big opportunity for American business in Russia, even more than Canadian business.
Carl Moore notes that Russia and Moscow's political dominance is resurgent after waning during the 1990s.
And I think what we see now is Russia is resurgent. It's not going to ever be as important as I don't think as it was in the past. But Moscow's come back to being somewhere where the world has to pay more attention to because of the resources. And because those resources have led to greater economic clout, Russia's feeling a little bit more of its oats and is starting to comment on things like Syria more and starting to be a bit more of a player. I don't think it'll ever return to the days of the Cold War. But again, I think Moscow is back a bit, and the U.S. and Canada needs to pay a little bit more attention to the Russians.
A native of Plattsburgh, New York, Lauren Merkel is an MBA student in global strategy and leadership. She was impressed with the business opportunities and would consider working in Moscow.
I considered it when I was there. It's really a place for opportunity, and a lot of the places we met with really expressed that, and it, you know, a lot of people we met with said this is definitely a place to make money, maybe not the easiest place to do business, but there's definitely a lot of opportunity. And I was very excited to get the pulse of the people and understand a little bit about who they are and what they think and how they think. And for me, it was really those one-on-one conversations I had over there that I'll remember the most and that I think gave me the best insight into Russia.
The McGill delegation met with Russian business leaders, including IBM Moscow, Saatchi & Saatchi's Russian division, and the chief economist for the Moscow office of Bank America, Merrill Lynch. Lauren Merkel and the other students also discussed business education and the legal aspects of Russian entrepreneurship at the Skolkova University of Management and Norton Rose, a global law firm.
15, 20 years ago, everything really opened up, and there's such a need now for consumer product goods. People are really coming into their own over there, and there's so much opportunity in terms of everything, especially the tech sector. We met with a lot of entrepreneurs within that sector. There's really a huge demand, a huge need, you know, becoming more westernized and coming up to par with where we are today. Another thing that we heard as well is not only with entrepreneurs, but for women leadership. We spoke with women leaders. They feel empowered there. It's a place where women feel comfortable to lead, and it's accepted for them to lead, and it sounds like a great place to be as a woman and as an entrepreneur.
Merkel was able to speak with Russians about their views of Americans, giving her valuable insight into cultural perceptions.
Something I was very curious about, I wanted to know, well, what do you think of Americans? I said, do you hate Americans? And they said, no, we don't hate Americans. We just think they're funny. I'm like, well, what do you mean? And they said, you guys follow the rules. We find ways to break them. Another thing they mentioned, of course, was the smiling. They think Americans are very emotional people. That's not something that they do, especially not in public. And then the third story that this one girl said is, well, you know, if a meteorite fell in Russia, Americans would say, oh my goodness, this is crazy. And Russians would say, how do I get around the meteorite? I have to be in work in 15 minutes. So, you know, you really get to see the differences in the two cultures.
Each Hot Cities trip includes tours to an impoverished area, and the students raise funds for a charity. Lauren Merkel describes their visit to the Kitesh Children's Community, a commune for orphaned children and foster families.
It's about 2 hours' drive from Moscow. Snowy landscape, a couple buildings that they've built by hand. There are a group of families, foster children who come from orphanages or abandoned children, and you really see how they're all working together, teaching responsibility, teaching values. The families all work together. You have the older children taking part in helping to raise the younger children, and it really is a community. For me, I've been to Israel before, so it reminded me a little of a kibbutz. And when you think of the alternative, I mean, it's really beautiful to see how happy and thriving these children are and that they're getting a second chance and a really good one at that.
Lauren Merkel will graduate in May and believes her biggest lesson from the Hot Cities trips is understanding that it is a global economy and not everyone does things the same way.
The best takeaway is that we can't view things through our own lenses. We have to keep an open mind and listening more than talking to really gain these insights and approach things in a really understanding way.
A link for more information is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.